Hello, Audio Boo. I'm a little behind of my February boos, so this is going to be a boo for day five. And the question was basically, if you were founding a new country, what would your laws be? Like a few other people said, essentially, the basic principles of the law in this country, in the UK, and probably in most, certainly most developed countries, I'm quite happy with the basic principles of them. And the most important laws, things like laws against murder and theft and things like that, really exist everywhere around the world, and I don't think anybody would argue with changing those things. In terms of laws I would change, it's quite hard to think. Without getting, you can get into quite an in-depth discussion about specific laws and laws which are quite complicated, but as I say, essentially, the basic principles of law as they stand in most countries are quite sensible. A couple of things that do spring to mind is probably I would ban smoking cigarettes. And, well, smoking any sort of tobacco. Not to penalise smokers, because, yeah, I don't want to do that. So I wouldn't actually make it illegal to possess a small number of cigarettes or a small amount of tobacco, in the same way that it's not illegal to possess marijuana anymore, I don't think. Or if it is, you only get a warning, really. But anybody who's selling cigarettes, selling cigarettes would be illegal. And anyone who possessed more than a certain amount, say a very small amount, you maybe get to keep them. For a sort of medium-sized amount, you'd just have them confiscated. For anything more than about 10 packets of cigarettes, say, then you would be sort of potentially prosecuted for selling them. So, because I wouldn't want to criminalise people who smoked, but what I would offer would be free nicotine replacement therapy for life for anyone who wanted to come and live in my country and used to smoke. And the reason I banned smoking is really just because I don't want to see anybody else start smoking, because it is so bad for you. And having known people who have died from smoking related illnesses, I don't want anyone else to have to do that, have to go through that. So that's why I would ban that. The other law that I can think of that I might tinker with would be gay marriage, because I kind of feel that what we've ended up with in the UK, or certainly in England and Wales, was a bit. It's still not quite totally equal. And some of the things about the debate around it kind of annoyed me, because I felt that sometimes people who objected on religious grounds, because their objections are based on religion, they were arguing that marriage is only between a man and a woman. But that's only really true if you believe in a particular religion which states that. Marriage means different things to different people, and if you talk to straight couples who get married, and that, you know, what they'll say about what marriage means to them will be different. So I think people made an argument against it based on what marriage meant to them personally, rather than considering it purely on the legal basis, because it was always only going to be basically a legal marriage, not a religious marriage. The choice to have a religious marriage was down to individual religions as to whether they would allow that. So probably in my new country, I would have everybody had to go through a separate marriage ceremony for a legal marriage and another one for a religious marriage to really draw the distinction between the two things, because I think they are different. So anybody could have a legal marriage to anybody else, regardless of gender. And when it came to religious marriage, that would depend on the individual religion involved, and they could choose whether to allow that or not. And it would be a completely private matter, essentially, and not something that the state would get involved in. So those are the laws that about the only couple of laws I can really think of that I would want to change. And I'm running out of time, so I'll have to leave it there.